You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill.
I started a business in 2017. I'm recording this in the dying days of 2017. And I sold it. And I didn't expect to sell it. I didn't really expect to start it. It was something I sort of fell into. I was experimenting with some things and it went really well. And I'd like to tell you about it. I'd also like to tell you what I learned above all was that if you're building a business, it may be possible that you want to sell it. That always pretty much should be your goal. If you go on one of those television programs in America, Shark Tank, in Europe, Dragon's Den and so on, the first thing they always want to know is, have you got an exit plan? What are you going to sell it? And when people say, oh no, this is my lifestyle, or I want to give the money to charity, you'll never get an investment. What's interesting is that you may not always expect to be able to sell the business, and you certainly may not be able to expect to sell it for some years. But different people have different perspective on business. And I sold the business after 3 months for an embarrassingly large amount of money. And I want to share the story with you. I can't tell you who the company was that bought the business. That's part of the agreement with them. But I can sort of drop into why they wanted it and what they saw value in my business. I had something in that business that they wanted that I didn't have a lot of use for. I've always been fascinated by subscription businesses. It's always struck me since I was 13 years old, that's when I first started my very first business, if you don't know that, that the problem was that getting customers is, well, it's pretty hard, but it's possible for most businesses. But you sell them something and then you've got to find another customer who you've got to start the whole process over again. You've got to tell them about the benefits of the product, get them to buy it, get them to pay you, whatever. The thing about a subscription business is that once you've got somebody there, they buy from you on subscription. They buy from you every month. And the business I was fascinated with in the early part of 2017 was subscription boxes. And these have been quite phenomenal. I promised myself I wouldn't try and I would try not to use the word phenomenon because I know we always get that wrong. So they've been a phenomenon over the last year or two, and particularly in recent months and the last year. And I thought, well, if you can get a product and get people to pay for it every month, that's a nice business to have, because all you've got to do is send them something every month. I'd signed up for some American company and they sent me menswear every month. The problem was that every month they included cufflinks and ties. Now, I quite like cufflinks and ties, despite what I'm wearing today. But I don't wear a tie that often. I didn't really want to spend send these people $30 every month for a tie and some cufflinks. I don't even wear cufflinks as much as I used to now. I think it's fair to say all my long sleeve shirts are double cuffs, but, you know, with the best one in the world, not often you wear decent shirts and suits and things these days. So I looked around and I stopped doing that. It was an interesting model because for quite some months I carried on paying $30 every month. Each time my wife saying, you've got more ties in your cupboard, Alan, and you've got more cufflinks and tie clips. That was the other thing. You know, ties these days are quite wide. Tie clips are sort of fit across. They're quite narrow, so they looked silly. Anyway, so I spent a fair bit of money. I started to look at, I've got to get into this. I've got to look at subscription business and see what can be done. And I looked around. I definitely wasn't going to do ties and cufflinks, that's for sure. And I looked around. Now, I love Alibaba. Alibaba, if you don't know it, and you may think you do, but you're wrong. I suppose I should disclose here, I've got quite a good best-selling book on Amazon about Alibaba. Jack Ma, who runs it, amazing guy. Everything's to the Chinese company. Well, actually, it's listed on the New York Stock Exchange, one of the biggest launches on the New York Stock Exchange ever. Alibaba, in China, there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of companies making stuff so cheap that perhaps we in the West look at it and think, oh, it can't be any good. And then, you know, my iPhone's on the desk there. I've got a really nice watch in front of me, and I'm sure that was made in China, and my pen and goodness knows where else. Almost certainly the microphone I'm using and so on. And there's some good quality stuff out, but it is churned out incredibly cheaply. So I looked through Alibaba, and I thought, jewellery, let's do jewellery. And I started selling jewellery online is a subscription model. So you've got a different, really nice piece of jewellery every month. Now, I have to tell you, I was paying $2 to $5 for these jewellery items. The sort of thing you pay 100 for in the shops. Seriously, we do a fair bit of comparing. And it was a complete flop. I mean, like nothing. Just not a single inquiry, question, anything. And it took me ages. And I went down to a town and there's an area with several jewellery shops. I'm looking in the window at the jewellery and thinking, oh, my stuff's better than theirs. It's nicer than theirs. And I haven't got the overhead. So these shops, because jewellery shops are expensive to run.
Coming up after this.
If you're looking to start your own business but don't know what business to start, visit tetmo.com. That's T-E-T-M-O.com. It's full of dozens of courses showing business ideas in detail. And there's a special offer. The courses cost between $500 and $2,000 each. But you can sign up for a special subscription of $20 a month or $60 a year for unlimited access to over $50,000 worth of online training. Visit today at tetmo.com. That's T-E-T-M-O.com. I started looking at the prices. Nobody's going to pay that. And then it dawned on me. And of course, everybody was paying that. Jewellery in particular, people will pay, to me, a lot of money for it. Are they being overcharged? Well, if they're willing to pay for it, no. But there is a massive markup on jewellery. Frankly, I wasn't charging enough money. So I went home, scratched my head, over and over again, for a while. And my wife was looking, I won't mention the brand, but begins with MK, at some expensive handbags. We were in Prague, in the MK shop there. And I was horrified. Bits of leather sewn together, a bit of brass or whatever. We're talking huge amounts of money. When I looked at the one that my wife eventually chose, and I say eventually, you know what I mean, we took it home and she's very happy with it, fine. And I looked at it, it's actually really well made. It was well put together. It was quality leather. It was a nice colour. The clasps and the straps and everything were exceptionally good quality. And then I remembered that women absolutely love handbags and shoes. Well, I don't want to get into shoes, but handbags is interesting. So I went back to Alibaba, spoke to a few people in China, and many of them speak English there, and found a lady called Anne who speaks reasonably good English, and she does amazing handbags. And so what I did, I ordered three different ones from her. I had one for my wife, one for her mother, one for the grandmother. All Christmas presents are taken care of if we don't go into the business. I should say that the biggest problem in the subscription business is actually solved if you live in America, and I don't live in America. When you send out the items every month, what you have to do is box them. Subscription box, there's a clue in that. And if you want to do that at home, well, it's quite difficult. You know, if you've only got 100 customers paying you, say, $30 a month, then those 100 people, you've got to get 100 items into your house, which is often difficult. Neighbours start staring at you. You've got to get them boxed. You've got to gift wrap them. You've got to put, you've got to make the boxes look nice. Maybe you've got to get boxes printed with your brands on or whatever. In America, there are loads of companies that do this for pennies. I mean, they will even design the boxes for you. You have the stuff that you buy sent to these places. They stick them in the box. They put a little gift card in. They'll sprinkle some tissue paper in. They'll wrap it all up. They'll stick the label on. They'll post it all out for you. And remember that, and perhaps I should have said this earlier, but the subscription box model, people pay you before. I shouldn't laugh. Sorry, I can't help but laugh. They pay you before they get what they've bought. And they don't know what they're getting because it's a surprise. That's the whole point. So with my, you know, I would pay $30 a month to the company send me ties and cufflinks. I knew broadly I was going to get menswear, socks as well that send me. I've got big feet and socks didn't always work. So there's another reason not to do that model. But people, I was sending them money and didn't know what I was going to get. So I thought, well, it's an interesting model. So you can actually buy stuff from Alibaba, and there are wholesalers in America and various other places around the world. One of the things that people don't always follow about Alibaba, oh, we've got to pay import duty, I've got to import from China or whatever. Now, many of these companies have wholesalers already in America, Europe or whatever, And if you go to Alibaba and look to the left, if you look at an item, it'll tell you, you know, if there are local suppliers of it. Costs a few dollars more or a few pennies more than from China, but doesn't matter because you're not going to worry about imports and duties and all that nonsense.
You're listening to Talking About Business. Here's Alan Hill.
So you can send stuff to these warehouses. They will, every month, put, you know, you give them an email list, an Excel list or whatever of your subscribers. And then away you go, basically. They take care of everything. You've got nothing to do but worry about next month's what you're going to supply. And that's easy enough with places like Alibaba. I should mention advertising. Everybody's worried, well, how do you get the customers? Well, there's quite a few sites. There's one in particular I'll mention called Crate Joy, who are, to my mind, quite astonishing. People who want subscription boxes tend to go to that, and they list all the latest ones and details and things on there, and it's an amazing site. And I say that with no affiliate link. I don't know if they do affiliates or whatever, but I did really well out of them. So I looked at handbags. Got these handbags came, and my worry was, I spent a lot of time looking for handbags. I didn't want them to turn up in a plastic bag. They needed to be boxed. And from this particular supplier, the handbags came in quite a nice outer box, sort of thing you would expect coming, you know, by sea or air from China. But inside was a really nice box. Inside that, each handbag was gorgeously wrapped. I mean, so much care gone into it. They give a free gift with every handbag, and it was I can't call it Hermes scarf, but I'll tell you what, it didn't have look like a Hermes scarf. Really nice silk scarf. One of the gifts was a credit card holder, which was pieces of plastic and a rubber band, actually quite stylish, but I had no idea what it was. And it's Alan. What's this piece of plastic? Oh, this is credit card holder. I shouldn't do the accent, sorry. I had no idea what it was, so she told me, and that was quite nice. The bags were really nice paper inside the bags to keep the shapes. The straps were all nice and all the wrapping. Everything was beautiful. And I looked at these bags and thought, can I do a subscription box model and charge people $300? If you're listening on radio, I've got my tongue in my cheek because $300 to sell somebody something that they've never seen and to pay that every month is quite an ask. But people do pay money for handbags. They don't have time for handbags, and getting different ones is interesting. This particular supplier, very good. The three we got were gorgeous. I'm no handbag expert, but we got three different sizes, like a big shoulder bag. I'm not an expert on handbags, so if I get this wrong, ladies listening, I'm sorry. A normal sort of handbag, shoulder bag. And then what I would call a clutch purse, or something you take to the opera or something. You just keep your glasses in your tissues or whatever, I don't know. So a little thing. And they were gorgeous, and the family were just blown away. And they were equal to or better quality to handbags that we'd seen at $400 and $500. And of course they would be, because the markup in high street shops, particularly in handbags, jewellery, clothing, is immense. The shops have enormous overheads, and you know we're all trained to pay these prices. Anyway, so I found a particular handbag that I could get initially 50 of. And Anne said, yes, you can do them, get them done quite quickly. So I started to, I spent about $150 on some advertising and did some testing on Facebook and so on. And got them listed on Cratejoy. And I put these handbags out at $300 each. Now, I know I've not told you how much I've paid for them, but I said it's a $300 a month subscription model. And you get a handbag of the month. Top quality, real leather, guaranteed. Everything taken care of, shipped direct to your door. Very safe outer packaging, beautifully designed, make a great present, you know, so on and so forth. And I'd got 50 of these lined up. I hadn't actually paid for them. I didn't need to until I was ready to order them. Anyway, we got 100 orders. 100 people sent me £300. Now, I can tell you I was paying between $30 and $50 each for these handbags. And I want you to understand these are $400 or $500 or more retail handbags. The fact that I was paying $30 to $50, don't assume the $30 to $50 quantity. That's what stuff costs when you buy from Alibaba and so on.
Coming up after this.
Did you know we have a free 100-page monthly newsletter packed with business ideas and tips that you can use? You can get it free every month at tetmo.com. That's TETMO.com. And remember, it's free. So all these people, I had obviously very easily had their names, addresses, zip codes, phone numbers in case of queries. And so I also had the money. So I sent $30 to $50 each, slight variation depending on postage, out to China, got them shipped into America, shipped in individually, so they weren't big parcel loads. And everybody was really, really happy. I got loads of emails saying they're great. One lady said, I'm not going to cancel, I didn't like this month's handbag, but it's made a great present for my maid at Christmas. Okay, fine. And she continued to order. And then after, by the third month, I thought, well, this is crazy. Everybody's really happy. I've obviously underpriced it. So what I did, I sent an email out to everybody and said, look, we've got some newer handbags coming out. They're nice. You're going to love them. It's going to cost us a bit more for shipping and for the quality. Are you okay if I put you to the second level where you pay $350? Now, you're going to pay $300 a month for a handbag unseen. Chances are that $350 isn't going to make a bit of difference. This stage, I had about 300 people, and every single one of them, every single one, moved up to the 350 level. So I can't do the maths when I'm thinking about it here, and I'm not doing this from a script, as you're probably aware. But I made a lot more money for no extra work for sending out an email, which is crazy. So loads of money coming in. All I had to do was send an email with an Excel sheet of everybody's names and addresses out to Anne. She posted everything off. As soon as she confirmed they're all ready to send out, I sent her the money. I'd already got the money from the people. And I got this guy in California for a company, the company that I can't mention, trying to contact me through email, and he wanted to meet me and so on. And as I mentioned earlier, most people for some reason assume I live in America, but I don't. I live in Europe. And he still wanted to visit me, and I live quite rurally. We live where we have quite good internet, but not an easy place to get to. Quite a difficult journey from California way. I was supposed to say West Coast, but it was California. I've already said that now, so what the heck? I'll be in trouble for that. But anyway, and he wanted to buy the business. And I'm like, don't be silly. It's only been going 3 months, and you know, I can't prove figures. I don't know how it'll go on. And he said, no, you don't understand. I've seen something in your business that's of no use to you, but is of great use to me. And I said, well, you know, I don't want to give away too much about the business. He says, you know, I understand your business. You're buying handbags cheaply. You're having them shipped over. My wife's a customer. That's how I got to know you. I think it was his cousin or something was a customer, actually, not his wife. But anyway, what I actually want is your mailing list. You've got a list of 300 people who are willing to give you 350. He thought it was 300. That's what it's gone up to, 350. You're like, oh. I want that list. And because of his particular business model, and I can't see what he's doing, obviously that list was worth a lot of money to him. Now, I couldn't sell the list. You know, the agreement was that I only used the list for sending out the products they bought. So I couldn't sell it to somebody else, and I wouldn't do that. And he wasn't at all bothered about it. Just buy the business. I'll carry on the business or stop the business or whatever. That's not a problem. Sell me the company. And I said, well, you know, there's only 3 months of revenue, and I'm making good money, thank you. And I'm, be honest, I'm not making, I'm not doing a lot of work. I'm doing a lot of giggling. And my bank manager is really happy. I had a female bank manager at that stage, actually. She gave me funny looks occasionally, but she could see that there was some money coming in, and I think she wanted a handbag. She wasn't getting one. So he made us a, what to me was a silly, large offer for the business. Now, he didn't want to be in the handbag business. He didn't want to be importing handbags. He didn't want to be in the subscription box business. He didn't want to be in any of that. But he'd seen something in that business that he could use for his own business. So the takeaways from this, and I hate takeaways unless you eat them, the things to recover from this is that subscription boxes are something I heartily recommend. Do your research, do your work first. Look at Alibaba for stuff. Spend a lot of time like I did. And I sort of skipped over the first couple of months because I spent a lot of time looking at different subscription models, sending off of various things, looking at the websites, looking at what they were doing. One of the things I always say is, you know, websites are so easy to do these days. Sites like CreateJoy, there's a couple of others, they're superb. You can build a business like that very quickly. I'm not going to suggest by any means that you're going to have it as easy as I did. I was very lucky, but I did put my groundwork in. But it's something, you know, half an hour a day after work, you can study, you can think about. And you could do quite well with it. you certainly, you know, you don't need a lot of customers with sort of markups to make it easy. If you're in America, for example, and you've got, there's loads of companies that will, say, box things out, do everything for you. Pennies a time, postage is cheap, international deliveries are cheap. But the other thing is that you may have a business at the moment, and you can only imagine if you sold that business, somebody would have to do the same as what you're doing. But actually, different people have different perspectives. I'm in trouble with perspectives and phenomenons today. Have different perspectives on business, and they can see something in your business that you can't, either at an angle, something that you could sell, something different, or there's some part of the business they want, some sort of asset there, and assets don't have to be tangible. And that can be worth a lot of money, and that's what I did in this particular case. Hope that's been of interest. An amazing story over a few months. I've condensed like 7 months, I suppose, into however long I've been talking. But just thought that was interesting. As ever, I'm Alan Hill. Thanks for listening. Did you know we have a free 100-page monthly newsletter packed with business ideas and tips that you can use? You can get it free every month at tetmo.com. That's TETMO.com. And remember, it's free.